Cheers.
Cheers.
Welcome to Red Cups on the Red Couch.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. This is dope. This is dope.
All right, so for my guests, introduce yourself.
I'm Ashane Maynard, Popcasso, local Wilmington artist. Just trying to do it for the love, man.
Okay. And so first, you got a project that's coming out, but we're gonna work our way up to that.
Yep.
So currently, you're featured on The Marvels and The Marvels 2.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know if I said this. But welcome to Red Cups on the Red Couch. I don't know if I said that.
Yeah.
Anyway, and thank you, first guest with the microphone. So thanks for being my guinea pig. You know, and coming out during the pandemic. We're practicing social distance. We're apart. We haven't even dapped or anything.
And
I'm gonna wipe the mic off. I got some disinfectant stuff, everything. So we get it.
No, little lights all it up real quick.
Yeah. I don't got no lights all
up. Oh man, it's rough.
I was gonna try to go to the store this morning, and it was like 10 a.m. And I was like, man, it's too late. It's gone. You know, 10 a.m. trying to go to Walmart. Yeah, hey, it's too late.
Hey, I mean, that's just like the hand sanitizer with the alcohol people buying up, and you gotta have the alloy and you gonna smell good oils, make your own hand sanitizer. It's real out here.
I ain't making anything. If it get that bad, I'll make something, some toilet tissue. Like, I got that in the cut.
ready, locked and loaded.
That cost me $25. I can't believe I spent $25 on toilet tissue.
I mean, does it wipe for you? Like, what is it doing?
So anyway. You're featured, and these are available on all digital streaming platforms. The Marvels and The Marvels 2, right?
Yep, Marvels and Marvels 2.
And that was by that's Cameron. Was it Cameron London?
Yeah, Cameron London. Another local artist over there in Hampstead, who young cat man, about 24, been doing it consistent, staying consistent for some years now, and wanted to do a compilation album with a lot of locals and some non-locals, man. You know, just to show that you can do it without the big machine behind you. You know, you can get something going without the big machine behind you. Just to put out some music, if this is what you love, let's do it. You know, so that's really what it is. But yeah, shout out to Cameron London. All
right, and so is he a producer? Like, when he put it together, like, is he the one making the beats? Is he an artist? Because I know there's a lot of rap and, like, R&B.
Yeah. He did a little bit of everything, man. I mean, he can make beats, but I mean, he's more of an engineer slash artist, you know. So he's more of an engineer slash artist than anything. He definitely did a lot of engineering on it, and did a lot of executive producing, you know. Even wrote some hooks and demos for some of the songs, the way they kind of came out, you know. So he really did a DJ Khaled on that, you know. So yeah, man. But more of an engineer and slash artist than an actual beat maker slash producer type dude. But he can make beats though.
Yeah, it's funny. When I first saw the name, I thought it was the cameraman that's down with Jay Sales that I introduced you to.
And then
I saw a picture of him. I'm like, it's not the cameraman now.
Being so close to Wilmington and in the surrounding area, that a lot of people thought that. He actually gives that a lot. So
really,
yeah, he gives that a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, just off of the, when they hear the name, they think, that's bro. Like, nah, totally different.
So how did you meet Cameron? How did y'all link up?
Church, man. My wife, man. I think there was something I wasn't there that day, and it was something. They called him up to do it. He started talking about at the time, I guess he was on his 10th album that he's made. And, you know, he vocalized it or whatever. And my wife knew I was, you know, into the music, wanted to do more with the music. And she said, why not link up? You know what I'm saying? The good spirited dude, you know, go see about him. I mean, because me personally, to do anything with anybody in music, I got to be able to chop it up with you, to link with you outside the music. So if I can't rock with you just by energy and vibes and things like that, just talking to you, having a real conversation, like I can't do no music with you either. So that was the thing, we really connected, so.
Okay. And like about you, and so tell me about the joint Comets. What was the inspiration for Comets?
The inspiration behind Comets, man. Shout out to Tone Jones, the producer of the beat. I just heard it, man, and I was inspired. You know, I was inspired. I had been wanting to get more consistent with the music. And just in general in life, with a lot of things that I want to do. And I was just inspired, man, with the concept for Shoot for the Stars. And shout out to Lenny Classics, which helped write the bridge on there. And Shante Dorice, the monster vocalist on it, that showed up to be on it, man. And it just came out to be inspirational, man. I wanted to be more inspiring in today's climate of rap, you know? Like, I wanted to do something that would motivate people to get up and do.
Okay. So, who are some of the people that inspire you? Like, who do you, like, growing, like, who are some people that you akin yourself to, I guess? Like, who are you listening to these days?
I mean, right now, I'm heavy on the Ignatius album, you know what I'm saying? In this day and age is considered old, but I guess I got an old soul for hip hop, you know, like the Jada Kisses and really the lyricists of hip hop, you know what I'm saying? So I'm heavy on that Ignatius right now, that Allegory from Royce the 5'9".
Oh yeah, I'm a big fan of that.
You know, so you know, stuff like that, man, that's the type of stuff I'm listening to, that's the type of vein I really want to be in a rap, because I think it's been thrown to the back burner a lot. So I like lyricism, I like storytelling, the essence of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? At least that's how I feel it is, man. And that's what I want to embody. So that's the type of stuff that really influences me. You know, new age people like D Smoke, Kendrick Lamar. You know, backpack rappers. I'm with all that.
Yeah, you used to a lot of, or at least used to, a lot of those dudes from Chicago too.
Yeah. This from the grittiness, you know.
Like the drill, like I feel like you were early on the whole, not necessarily drill, but like a lot of, and I can't even remember the names, but a lot of like, I think G Herbo
was a big one. He switched up a lot with the way he's going now, but
yeah, he's dating Fabulous' daughter now.
Yeah, so, I mean, he big time. So, I mean, but when you really telling stories about where you come from, regardless of what that is, you know, I'm a fan of it. And I was linked up with more of those people from the Chicago scene because, you know, nowadays, a lot of the old schools, you know what I'm saying, the hip-hop heads like yourself already know where Common came from and Kanye, but you don't get a lot of that out of Chicago, that mainstream wise at least.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? When you see somebody that's kind of going with that vein and some type of storytelling or lyricism or, you know, just not the regular shoot 'em up, bang, bang stuff all the time, I rock with it. Okay. They got substance, so I mess with it.
Okay. And another song, I'm recording with the iPad, so I've got my notes and stuff on it.
Yeah.
I think it's called Hypnotizing?
Yeah, Hypnotizing.
And, like, is that real stuff, or were you just writing? Because I don't even know you. Do you drink? I mean, no.
Oh, yeah, a little. It ain't nothing crazy. It ain't nothing crazy, nah. It ain't.
Kids don't drink.
Yeah, definitely not. Red cups, man. Keep it red cups. Keep it toned down. But nah, not like that, man. It was.
Is it Hypnotizing? Is that the right song?
Yeah, no. Yeah, exactly the right song. Nah, it was more of a. It was a lot more metaphorical, like the pill popping and all that. Nah, I'm not with none of that. It was more of me telling a story, in a metaphorical way. I'm being stuck on something that you know that's not good for you, like a female that's not good for you. You know she bad for you, but you can't get away from it.
Yeah.
And I think everybody has a, you know, at least most have dealt with a situation where they were in something that they should have left alone, but they kept dealing with it, and it just kind of got worse. So that's kind of what hypnotizing was, man. I got some I had put it out, and you know, from people that know me, they weren't really expecting something like that.
Yeah.
And they didn't know how to take it. But I'm still telling my same stories without getting out of my vein. I just want to be able to tell all the stories that tell my life in an interesting way, you know what I'm saying? Without sugarcoating stuff, covering it up, but still not sounding like a goofy, like some type of idiot, and just making whatever type of music. I still want to tell the stories though of everyday life.
Okay. So I don't know, cause I just thought about it and I didn't check, at least on the, when I was like looking at the music and stuff online. Do you most importantly, do you use profanity in your music?
No, I don't.
And on the Marvels, is there any profanity on that?
I believe it is, but Cameron doesn't either. You know what I'm saying? That's something that he stands on, that I also stand on. For belief wise and for, you know, just as a lyricist. It's on there, but it's bleeped out. But everybody is able to have their own song and put it out the way they want to put it. But as the whole of Marvels, nah, it's all bleeped out. I don't believe it's, me personally, I don't think it's necessary to tell the story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The rap, the spit, and if you call yourself an actual MC lyricist, you should have a whole extensive vernacular, if you will, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to really rapping. You know, so you know you shouldn't need it. You should be able to come up with 1,000 ways to say one thing.
Okay. And so I know as a whole, rappers don't like labels.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's an underground artist don't want to be considered underground,
mm-hmm.
pop don't want to be considered pop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm saying that, it's like, how would you classify your music? Like, are you in that same spirit, or because you said you met Cameron in the church,
mm-hmm.
do you consider yourself like a spiritual artist? Or a Christian rapper?
You know? No, not at all. I'm conscious. I'm a conscious rapper. I'm in the same vein of J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, you know, D. Smoke. That's the lane I'm in. Christian hip hop, I don't knock it, but I think the community of Christian hip hop will box you in, and if you ever want to express yourself a little bit further, then you can't do that. You know, I don't disrespect my belief in any way. Like I'm still a believer in things like that, but I'm not a Christian hip hop rapper. Like I don't, there's 1,000 things I want to talk about, because I've been around 1,000 things. I've had friends who've done drugs. I've lost friends to gun violence, all types of stuff. And I want to tell the stories. I want to tell what I've seen, what I've been, and even build some of the stories, you know, from someone else's perspective and things like that, and still keep my integrity to what I stand for. But nah, Christian hip hop, that's not, you know, don't knock it. I even love some of the artists. Shout out to Jerry Sanders, super dope. But
I think I got him. I think one of my boys just put me on him. I'm not sure. I was talking to Twink about it.
Yeah,
I like D1. Is D1 in that?
D1, yeah.
But he's doing the, he got on Instagram now, he got the Corona clap.
Yeah. I think he from New Orleans or something like that. Yeah. Another dope artist, man.
So is that like him? Because I don't think he, and the first, and I can't believe it, I can't think of his name. What's the guy, what's the rapper everybody think about when you think of Christian rap?
Lecrae. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I think Lecrae, he didn't want to be in that box. He hit that, you hit that ceiling, and the ceiling is a lot lower.
And
you know, he's a dope rapper.
Mm-hmm.
D1. Because yeah. I didn't even know D1 would be someone that would even be considered a spiritual whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like his first song that came to my attention was when he's talking about student loans.
Yeah.
And that's something that everybody
can do. Yeah, everybody does, but yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And be like, but yeah, if you put that label on them, you think you're going to get one thing.
Exactly. So, exactly. You know, and I
think that's why even underground, well, people who would be considered underground would be like, nah, you know, they if you're an artist, you want to be that person.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Because I look at myself as an artist because I want to do so many other things with the music, if it's the telling stories, if it's some type of singing, especially with the auto-tune being pushed into things now, you can do all types of stuff. So I want to do all types of music and all types of content, and you can't really do that in that box like that. They expect you to do one thing and one thing only.
It's really across the bear.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, I think that's the perfect way to say it. But it's an unnecessary one. It's not necessary. I think they box themselves in so much that they don't get the message that they're trying to send across, because it doesn't reach everybody, because it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
It's for your particular sect and your group. I'm rocking with everybody who's rocking with me. And if they on some type of path, because I'm on some positive stuff too, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got some gritty stories in there and all that stuff too, but I'm on a positive tip too. I'm trying to help those who not on a positive tip. You can't do that if you in your box and you only rock with yours. You gotta step out and go where it's dark at, where it's gritty at. So, and you gotta relate to them. If you don't relate to them, you can't help them. So, I'm one of them too. So,
okay.
I still do that.
So, where can people, other than the digital streaming platforms, find you, find Cameron, find the Marvels? Like, what can people, like, they want to, like, what's your social medias and everything?
You caught me on guard a little bit. Like, I know mine.
Well, what's yours?
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm pretty sure through you, they can find everybody else.
You can follow me on all platforms, Twitter and everything. Instagram at PopCastle910.
Spell that out for people.
That's PopCastso, PopCastle, like the artist. You know what I'm saying? So you can follow me on all platforms like that. It doesn't change. It's the same. So, and just like bro said, you'll find everybody else connected to me, man. So Cameron London 1033. Shante DeRees, you know, at Shante DeRees. You'll find all of us, man. We there. It's Marvel. So.
All right. And so, hey, stay tuned. We're just doing part one. Come back, make sure you check us out. We're going to be talking about PopCastle's new project, and then we're going to have some bonus content after that for
there
the fans.
There you go.
You know, for just the really nerdy people. You know.